President Trump praises our farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
He knows that our farmers are the best of America, embodying that great American spirit.
And we made our nation the greatest farm country on God's earth, and it remains that, and it's now, for the first time in a long time, getting better.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue introducing for the second straight year President Donald Trump, who addressed Farm Bureau leaders at the American Farm Bureau Convention last year in Nashville, this time at the Centennial Celebration in New Orleans.
From the fields of Pennsylvania to the hills of Tennessee, from the plains of Missouri to the big sky of Montana, and from the marshes of Florida to the fertile valley of California, farmers have always led the way.
The president touched on many issues important to farmers, including regulatory reform, tax reform, trade, and the importance of his stance on border security and immigration reform.
These great patriots made clear what they need from Congress and to end this terrible crisis. And we will end it. We will end it. You know, when we have proper security, people aren't going to come, except for the people we want to come, because we want to take people in to help our farmers, et cetera. Very important. We're going to make that actually easier for them, to help the farmers, because you need these people.
Over 7,000 Farm Bureau leaders listening to the president in New Orleans, including Hunter Grills of Dyer County and David Richardson of Loudoun County.
You know, it's just very impressive that the president of our country is willing to come and speak to a group of farmers.
Agriculture showing the impact that we have on the economy.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.